And it be not four by the day, I'll be hanged. Charles's wain is over the new chimney, and yet our horse not packed. What, ostler? A pretty Tom. Beat cut saddle, put a few flocks in the point. Poor Jade is wringing the withers out of all cess.
Peas and beans are as dank here as a dog. And that is the next way to give poor Jade's the bots. This house is turned upside down since Robin Ostler died.
Poor fella never joined since the price of oats rose. It was the death of him.
I think this be the most villainous house in all London Road for fleas. I'm stung like a tench.
Like a tench? Well, the mess is nearer. King Criston could be better bit than I have been since the first cock.
Why, they will allow us nearer Jordan. And then we leak in your chimney. And your chamber lie breathes fleas like a loach.
What, ostler? Come away and be hanged. Come away.
I have a gammon of bacon and two raises of ginger to be delivered as far as Charing Cross.
God, buddy. Turkeys in my pannier are quite starved. Mm-hmm. What, ostler? Plague on thee. Hast thou never an eye in thy head? Canst not hear? And 'twere not a good deed as drink to break the pate on thee. I am a very villain. Come and be hanged! Hast no faith in thee?
Good morrow, carriers. What's the clock?
I think it be 2 o'clock.
Prithee, lend me thy lantern, see my gelding in the stable.
Nay, by God, soft, I know a trick worth doing that, in fate.
Pray thee, lend me thine.
I win, canst tell. Lend me thy lantern, quoth he. Marry, I'll see thee hanged first.
Sirrah, carrier, what time do you mean to come to London?
Time enough to go to bed with a candle, I warrant thee. Come, neighbour Muggs, we'll call up the gentlemen. They will along with company, for they have great charge.
What ho, chamberlain?
At hand, quoth Beckpurse.
That's even as fair as at hand, quoth the chamberlain. For thou variest no more from picking of purses than giving direction doth from labouring. Thou layest the plot how.
Good morrow, Master Gadsill. It holds current that I told you yesternight. There's a franklin in the wild of Kent hath brought 300 marks with him in gold. I heard him tell it to one of his company last night at supper, a kind of auditor, one that hath abundance of charge too. God knows what. They are up already and call for eggs and butter. They will away presently.
Sirrah, if they meet not with St. Nicholas Clark's, I'll give thee this neck.
No, I'm none of it. I pray thee keep that for the hangman, for I know thou worshippest St. Nicholas as truly as a man of falsehood may.
What talkest thou to me of the hangman? If I hang, I'll make a fat bear of gallows. For if I hang, old Sir John hangs with me. And thou knowest he is no starveling. Tut, there are other Troyans that thou dream'st not of, the which for sport's sake are content to do the profession some grace, that would, if matters should be looked into, for their own credit's sake, make all whole. I am joined with no foot land rakers, no long staff sixpenny strikers, none of these mad mustachioed purple-hued maltworms, but with nobility and tranquillity. Burgomasters and great one-years, such as can hold in, such as will strike sooner than speak, and speak sooner than drink, and drink sooner than pray. And yet, zounds, I lie, for they pray continually to their saint, the Commonwealth, or rather, not pray to her, but prey on her. For they ride up and down on her and make her their boots.
What? The Commonwealth, their boots? Will she hold out water in foul way?
She will. She will. Justice hath liquored her. We steal as in a castle. Cocksure. We have the receipt of fern seed. We walk invisible.
Nay, by my faith, I think you're more beholden to the night than to fern seed for your walking invisible.
Give me thy hand. Thou shalt have a share in our purchase. As I am a true man.
Nay, rather let me have it as you are a false thief.
Go to, homo, is a common name to all men. Bid the ostler bring my gelding out of the stable. Farewell, you muddy knave.